Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
As our search for the scientists and the dread secret of the death ray went on, the name Chaco loomed more mysterious and more sinister. He'd been connected with another search, a search for the strange lights that never went out in ancient ruins deep in the unknown heart of Brazil. Perhaps it was to some whispering jungle wilderness that we must now make our way. But such plans were interrupted by the apparent treachery of Angelo, servant to my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport. He'd been missing for 3 days and had contacted blonde Helena Jansen, offering to sell her information concerning the nature of my true mission in South America. Although Helena had long been a suspect, she further baffled us by refusing Angelo's offer. But the fellow was a grave menace to the success of the assignment. As I kept telling Sir Giles, he must be silenced.
Very well, Carson. He must.
Oh, I've no idea how we're going to do it.
Well, his relatives may be able to give us some lead to his whereabouts.
Didn't you manage to contact them?
Indeed, though with some difficulty.
Well, they haven't seen him since he went missing from here 3 days ago.
So they say.
Yes, I see what you mean. They can't be trusted either.
Carson, I trusted Angelo implicitly.
Well, we must trace him and take care of him.
I hate the way you say that.
Sir Giles, this death ray could well turn out to be the most ghastly weapon ever created. Been the mad dream of scientists for centuries.
True, true. And in the wrong hands, there's no knowing how many thousands of innocent folk may suffer.
Exactly.
And it's been trouble enough coping with our many rivals and their constant annoyances, yet let alone a traitor in our midst. Frankly, Carson, I just don't know how to go about tracing him.
Well, sir, if he offered the information about me to Helena Jansen and she refused...
It's possible that he'll try elsewhere.
So?
Then what do we do? Sound out these other acquaintances of yours, believed to be our rivals?
I'd like to, but tricky business.
That's undercover work for you. Strange that it should turn out like this.
How so, sir?
I'd been reveling in this assignment, but now with this treachery I feel rather sick at heart. But it seems we must pass judgment and sentence. Finish him. Gives you quite a start, Boris.
You'd like me to take it, sir?
Well, if you don't mind, old fellow. If it happened to be on a show, I'd...
I understood, sir. Allow me. Hello?
Have you moved in with Sir Giles?
Who's that?
Don't tell me you can't recognize an old school pal.
Oh, you, Roger.
Or debonair Deville, as they used to call me. Anyway, how's the old staccato?
Oh, brief as ever.
Meat business booming.
Going along well enough.
Must be a great job.
How so?
Well, you take time off to fly across to Peru and back.
Oh, that... Oh, we've got to keep you travel fellas in business.
I thought it was the gay Fitzhenry that caused it all.
Hetty? Well, she did to a certain extent. Heard she was starting out from Lima and up into the Andes to paint the giant King Condor.
I'm afraid she didn't make it.
No?
Mountain sickness got her.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Is she ill?
Oh, nothing wrong with her now. But she'll be back tonight.
She abandoned the idea, huh?
Or perhaps it's the presence of Carson in Rio. Carson, what a thing to do to a woman. Follow her all the way there, tell her you were going along for a spell of bird watching, and then leave her to it. You don't deserve to meet up with such wenches.
The trouble was, the company got wind of the jaunt. Ordered me back.
Oh, well, you fellas with your big business worries. Anyway, I'll tell you why I'm contacting you. I'm throwing a bit of a party at my house for Hetty. Thought you might like to come.
Well, I'd like to.
I'll try and make it.
I'll do my best.
Any time after 8:30. You know how to get there?
Oh, yes.
Good for you, staccato. I'll see you later.
I'll see you, Roger. Bye for now.
Well, old fellow, what was all that in aid of?
The bird painter. Party.
I rather gathered that some function was being arranged to welcome Miss Fitzhenry back to a local scene. But on the other hand...
Well, suspecting something, sir.
It's odd how these birds keep contacting you.
Well, but we went to school together.
Yes, yes, I know all about that. But Deauville's on our list of suspects.
True.
And so is Miss Fitzhenry.
Granted.
Then don't be too beguiled by the glorious red hair and the green eyes. And in the meantime, I'll try to get something on the best way to run down this new and most disturbing suspect, Angelo.
What was it about Roger Deauville that I resented? Anyway, the mere thought of Hetty was enough to interrupt any dispassionate analysis of the debonair Deauville in his wiles. And that night, I discovered that the alleged mountain sickness hadn't robbed Hetty of any of her exuberance and charm.
Oh, it was a ghastly sensation, Bruce. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, poor Hetty.
Oh, you son of a gun. I'll bet you a dozen King Condor you didn't give me another thought once you left me stranded there.
Stranded?
Sure. I had my hopes built right up, and then you dropped me like an old shoe.
Oh, Hetty.
He's starting to spread the honey again. Though I guess I can consume gallons of it and still love it. But, Bruce, have you noticed how I sort of lured you away from the crowd?
Hmm? Well, so you have.
As if you hadn't noticed. Let's get right out onto the plaza. Or, are you afraid of me?
Afraid of you, Hetty? Perish thought.
Well, you darn well ought to be afraid of me with the notions I get. Anyway, come on.
How can I resist?
And don't act like I'm leading you to the scaffold, although I can promise you a shot. I guess this'll do.
Well, the shock?
Well, I want to tell you what sent me back here first, besides the mad urge to see you, honey.
Mountain sickness?
No. I'd gotten over that by the time that I reached Lima. But, boy, is this going to make your ears burn. Overtures from my sworn enemy.
Oh, but what enemy could you have?
That man Friday of yours.
Angela.
I warned you to get set for a shock.
What overtures has he been making?
Bruce Carson. I can't figure out what that character's up to, apart from dollars and cruzeiros. But I got a message from him.
In Lima?
Yeah. Telegraph. Said for me to come right back to Rio and that he'd contact me. And if the price was right, he'd,
He'd what?
He'd tell me what Bruce Carson was really doing in South America.
Oh, this is fantastic.
My intuitions told me right along that it was for some mighty strange purpose.
Oh, but I'm merely the representative of a British meat importing firm.
There's something more to you, Bruce, and doggone it, I'm burning to know.
I can't imagine what all this is about. It must be some hoax.
It was signed Angelo.
And he said he'd contact you when you got back here.
Yeah?
Well, I suppose he has, huh?
You mean you hope he hasn't.
Really, Hetty, this whole business doesn't make sense.
It does to me.
And he has contacted you?
Well, I'd like to get you all het up, but I'm not the kind. No, Bruce. But you can depend on this. I'm going to trade with him. I figure this is going to be mighty interesting. Oh, honey, you need a drink. Let's go back inside.
Actually, I needed several to get over that one. And I needed an excuse to leave Deauville's place out of town, but that might be judged as a sign of panic. So I waited on, and the party was torture, in spite of Hetty being at my side. It seemed fantastic, as I said, that Angelo should contact a woman who he had repeatedly warned me against. It was all out of character. It was making the situation all the more baffling. I was over with Sir Giles early next morning.
Carson, imagine Angelo sending off a telegraph message like that. Utterly unbelievable.
He may be desperate to lay his hands on some money.
But why?
Once again, sir, all I can do is shrug.
I wonder what all this has to do with the lights that never go out.
Is there any connection?
Only that one that you pointed out at one stage. A change came over Angelo from the time we first heard about these lights and where they might be found.
So, quite a connection.
But it scarcely connects up with all this other business. I've been in touch with his relatives again.
Anything there?
They still maintain they haven't seen him. I've been thinking about it until my head is numb. Either rascal has decided to make a throw for some easy money or taken leave of his senses.
Sir.
He must be out of his senses. It's not the Angelo I knew, not his style.
Howsoever, Hetty has money, and she'll trade with him for this information.
Yet why the blazes did she tell you all this?
I've been puzzled about that. Of course, Hetty may want to make it appear that she's quite innocent of any conniving against us.
A possible explanation. But dash it, all these women are determined to prove their innocence. Men, we are so helpless.
Yes, we are, sir.
And for all we know, he may already have contacted Miss Fitzhenry.
Yes, on cards.
Then what are we to do? Hello?
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Heaven protect me, another one of them.
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Carson, take over.
Yeah, right, sir.
Oh.
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Monsieur Bruce here.
What happened?
Nothing, my dear. Was it Sir Giles you wanted to speak with?
No, it is you, and very important.
I'm all ears.
Someone who is known to you comes to me to make the bargain.
Bargain? What someone?
Angelo.
Great heavens.
He seeks to tell me something secret about you for a certain sum of money.
Oh. Not another approached.
I'm afraid so, sir. Faker, really.
Monsieur Bruce.
Oh, right here, Faye. Now listen, where are you?
At my apartment.
Right. Can you meet me in the city?
I am not up properly. Last night I danced at Blanca Julie's.
Oh, yes, I know. But I must speak to you. I'll come to your apartment.
No, not at this hour of the day.
I must see you before you do anything about this matter. Angelo's not right in the head.
I deal with a crazy one?
That's it.
Oh, then you must protect me.
I will. Now, meet me as soon as you can in that cafe next to the White Tulip. I'll be waiting for the next 20 minutes. Otherwise, I come out to your apartment.
No, I will be there.
Good. See you then.
Looking forward to it so much.
Me too. Bye now.
Carson, it grows more baffling and more frightening.
Angelo's playing one customer against another. That's if my guess is right. Yeah, that gives us time to track him down and silence him. At least, let's hope it does. The web of mystery was being woven into a still darker and more bewildering pattern. But I was to make a startling discovery about our traitor in the next move of Operation Death Ray.